Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airborne. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist from your 130th Public Affairs.
It's UTA weekend, so that means another CDS drop. Joining me on the pod today is Colonel Brian Priest, 130th Airlift Wing Commander, Colonel Richard Switzer, 130th Airlift Wing Deputy Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Jeff King, 130th Airlift Wing Command Chief. Colonel Priest, it's August UTA. What are your priorities?
Good morning, Senior Crist. It's good to be back with you and Colonel Switzer and Chief King. Just going to talk a couple minutes about our priorities for August drill, and then I'll turn it over to Colonel Switzer. So first, I want to say welcome to Lieutenant Colonel John Adams. He's been selected as our next medical group commander. He's an optometrist, currently serving him with the Vermont Air National Guard. He'll be here this drill, officially assume command in October, but he'll be here getting to know everyone. So please take an opportunity to meet Colonel Adams if you can. Next thing on the operational side, I want to mention Resolute Forces Pacific, or commonly referred to as Reefer Pack. This is what I believe is the biggest exercise the Air Force is doing this year. It's based in the Pacific, and we have about 100 airmen from the 130th Airlift Wing participating. We also have aircraft over there flying, and we are really testing ourselves and preparing for the next challenge. So look forward to seeing those folks when they get home and seeing what they've learned, and also thinking about them and hope that all is going well. Next thing I wanted to mention was on Sunday, we have a major event to award the Distinguished Flying Cross to Master Sergeant William Keith McGraw from Security Forces. This is for his heroism that he displayed in Afghanistan. You'll hear more about that on Sunday. General Cochran will be presiding over this ceremony. I want to say congratulations to Master Sergeant McGraw. Last, just getting into this drill. It's the first time we've got together since June, so it's important that folks are here. They're focused on getting their training, getting their readiness, so we're able to deploy and able to serve our state and our nation if we're called upon. So please take advantage of that opportunity. There should be a lot of training time available in August. Before I turn it over to Colonel Switzer, I just want to say thanks to all the airmen in the wing. You guys have just been doing a fantastic job. We're nearing the end of the fiscal year, and once again, it's been tremendous work. It's an honor to work next to you and with you. So with that, Colonel Switzer, it's all yours, buddy.
Hey, sir. Good to be back with everybody coming into August drill. Just have a few things that I want to cover. First being that we've been talking on and off about A-Staff changes, the DCW, and different types of organizational structure changes that are coming to the Air Force and to here at the 130th. So Headquarters Air Force published a timeline that will start moving out on the A-Staff and the DCW construct, and that's going to, the initial milestone for that is going to be 1 April of 2026. There's three things within the guidance that they've pushed out to us. One, we'll have implemented standing A staff, so your directorates A1 through A6. We'll have, and this is a big one, inactivated the ops groups and the maintenance groups. And then third, realigned staff functions and corresponding manpower authorizations in accordance with the guidance that should be coming out on 1 October. So we're finally getting to a point where we get to move out. I know that the wing has been working diligently with our FSS, our mission support group, to kind of identify all the pitfalls and challenges and opportunities that we see at the beginning of this. So I believe we're ready when we get the guidance in 1 October to kind of move forward with those plans. The next thing I wanted to chat about is General Seward's mission, vision, and priorities is out there. It went out to all personnel through our email distribution. And each individual unit should have that available for them to print and hang up in their respective areas. For commanders and chiefs, it's imperative that we read TAG's guidance, make sure that our actions and what we do is in line with that guidance. And I think if you look at our recent strategic plan publication, you'll see that everything that we're doing nests really well under TAG's mission, vision, and priorities. So please take time to review that this weekend. The third thing I wanted to discuss is just real quickly is the DOCS survey. So I know that we all kind of get survey fatigue from time to time, but it's important to understand that this survey, which is the Air Force's force-wide climate assessment, is driven from the DOD down. So all services are going to do this survey annually, and it happens in the fall. So we're just asking airmen to take the time to participate. Make sure you're providing meaningful, constructive feedback to your commanders. It's a good opportunity for you to talk about the things you like, the things you don't like, things that you'd like to see done differently. So take the time to do that. Those surveys will begin to open up probably, I think one or two of them are open already, but they'll start to open up in earnest after August drill. and we'll finish those out in November. And then most importantly, I wanted to chat a little bit about an event we have coming up in October. So this year marks the 50th anniversary of us flying the C-130 here in Charleston, West Virginia at the 130th. And so we're going to commemorate that with a celebration the afternoon of October's Saturday of October UTA. It'll probably kick off around 2 o'clock. There's going to be a 6-ship formation. We'll have opportunities to hear from our leaders and community guests and that sort of thing. And so also an opportunity for us to recognize our retirees and everybody that currently supports the C-130 mission. So you'll see more about that come out after August UTA in order to give people time to prepare for October. But we're really looking forward to celebrating 50 years of flying the Herc here at Charlie West.
Colonel, ask a quick question. Covered a lot of great information there. So when you covered the DCW and the A staff, so I know here at the staff level, we've spent a lot of time studying this and preparing for the change. But you mentioned correctly that the ops and maintenance groups will be inactivated. But for the average, you know, listener, maybe you hasn't put much time into that. Maybe you can expand on it. It doesn't mean that we won't continue to fly airplanes and maintain aircraft, right? You're just going to have it at the squadron level and different structure at the wing, correct?
Absolutely, sir. So what you'll see is that just those group commander positions go away and you won't have a formal ops group and maintenance group. You will have all the squadrons, so the air medical evacuation squadron, the operational support squadron, airlift squadron, aircraft maintenance squadron, the MOF, all those things stay in place. Still have G-series commanders at each one of those units. We just lose the two group overall group structures. Still will have MSG, still have a med group, and then those positions basically flow to your deputy commander. So one of the things that was in flux there for a long time was, are we going to have a deputy wing commander? We still will have a deputy wing commander. We'll also have two deputy commanders, one for operations and one for sustainment, so or support, DCOM-O and DCOM-S. And that's basically your ops group and your maintenance group, respectively, in terms of the 06 billet.
Cool. Thank you.
You bet, sir. Over to you, Chief.
All right, so it's my turn. I'll try to be short. I do have four things I'd like to go over, though. First, starting out with is an event that we're holding this Saturday for August. It's called the Stronger Together Workout Event. It's going to be from 6:15 to 6:45. It's going to be held up on the airfield ramp. And so the kind of purpose behind this workout is just, as everybody knows, Air Force is changing their policy a little bit on fitness, and we're trying to embrace more of a warrior ethos and try to be more active physically. So as the wing, we're just trying to give an opportunity. First, I think working out on the ramp is probably a pretty cool backdrop to start your morning off of. And then if you can get your friends and your squadron mates out there, it's always, I think personally, it's always better to work out with a group. It's just more fun, and you can split up the workout, and sometimes it's not as hard, or you can go harder and faster and take a little rest if you want to, depends how you work out. What's different about this workout, though, that we from the past is that, hey, pick your workout. Do your own flavor. You and your friends come up, do what you want to. We'll have mats up there, and, of course, the ramp's going to be open for walking and running. And then also I think we'll have a couple workouts prescribed if you want to. But really just show up, start your day out, rise and shine, and let's try to be stronger together with a workout on Saturday morning, 6:15 to 6:45. Another thing I like to talk about is the OAQ winners. So second quarter, outstanding airman the quarter. We're actually talking about this today on podcast on Monday, but where we didn't have July drill, we're picking the winners tomorrow being Tuesday. So we'll have those winners identified by tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll ask them to be at commander's call on Friday. And so we go from there. And I always really enjoy those AAQ meetings with the group chiefs and myself, because you get the 1206s and you get to learn a lot about the airmen within the wing and all the cool stuff they're doing. So that's one of my favorite events every quarter to look at too. The last two items I like to talk about are, I'm going to ask a favor from the wing, especially from the airmen, just to get into AFIs and a little bit, some joint pamphlet, do some little reading. So I will ask that if you're getting tuition assistance, that you review the West Virginia National Guard pamphlet that Chief Sloan sent out. So there's some updates to that, and I think there's some clarifications. But I really will, like, if you're getting the eligibility, look at the good standing part. Like, review the military duty, review the passing physical fitness score. So you should know your requirements for good standing so you can work toward that, and it's not a surprise. So if you don't know where that's at, you know, you can contact one of your chiefs. I know Chief Sloan sent that out to all the personnel, are all the chiefs. So just review that. And then lastly, I like to talk about the 36-29-03 updates, combat boots, OCP uniforms, eyelashes, and the OCP sleeves. Just review those policies, make sure we're in accordance. Some of those have like a 90-day get well date. Some have a 30-day get well date. But if you have any questions, always go see your chief, come see me. But yeah, please review the 36-29-03 updates and make sure we're in compliance. And that's all I got.
Thanks, Chief.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist reminding you to stay ready to go.